1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And this is the Phil Henry Show, where you have raised about $14,000 so far in the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 album, which is now out in CD form and vinyl. We have a picture disc, a special vinyl picture disc available now, and you can call the following number to get further information on the Phil Henry Show vinyl and CD. 1-877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. The CD and the vinyl. Well, the CD costs $20. The vinyl's $40. Okay, but it's a picture disc, man. It's a pretty rare thing, and it's limited edition, which means we didn't print up a lot of them. So $20 for the CD, $40 for the vinyl, $3.50 shipping and handling, and all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And again, you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a check. The people are fast, they're courteous, and as of today, we're up around the $14,000 mark for the sale of our CD. So thank you very much. And we're looking forward to raising a lot of money for my friend's place this year. And we are going to have a signing toward Christmas. We will get out and be with you. We had a wonderful midnight signing the first 2 years that we did this down at Planet Hollywood in Costa Mesa. And now, this year, I understand we're not going to do a midnight signing, but we'll do an evening signing a few days before Christmas. And you can come out and pick up the CD. We'll autograph it for you, and who knows, somebody in your life might be happy to get it. All right, let me get Alf back on the line here. We're talking to Alf Berger. He is from West Palm Beach, Florida. And so, Alf, what you're essentially saying to me is that, is he there? Oh, there he is. Alf, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're saying that you voted for Pat Buchanan?
I'm saying that there are a lot of us still in Palm Beach County who, yes, did vote for Mr. Buchanan.
All right. If you guys have been following the news, you know that the recount ended at 5 o'clock today, 5 o'clock Eastern. That was 2 o'clock Pacific. The Bush campaign has filed an appeal to halt the hand recounts that are going to commence again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And the absentee ballots will be finished being counted this coming Friday. So there's tons of things going on here. Now, in the middle of all of this, the Pat Buchanan vote in Palm Beach County is said to be overinflated because a lot of people voted for Pat Buchanan by mistake, sir, and you're saying that that's wrong.
What I'm saying to you is that I voted for Mr. Pat Buchanan, and I know that a lot of other senior citizens and other people that I'm familiar with did vote for Mr. Pat Buchanan. I can tell you that Herb Rittenour, who is a friend of mine, and Walter Hirschfield, both of them live in Palm Beach, voted for Buchanan and changed their vote to Al Gore. And that's why a lot of these votes have been thrown out, Phil, and I think that that's something that the talk radio programs, that I listen to have not said nothing about.
Wait a minute. He voted for Buchanan and then changed it?
They voted for Buchanan, they changed it. There's a lot of seniors that did that.
Why did you vote for Buchanan? It's an unusual vote?
No, it's not unusual. I voted for Mr. Buchanan because I believe he's going to keep us militarily strong, and he's not bought and paid for by the Bush, like Bush and Gore.
What about Ralph Nader?
No, I don't vote for Nader.
Why not?
I don't vote for him. I think he's all wrong. I don't think he's right for the country. I think he's a fruit.
You think Ralph Nader is a fruit?
I think he comes off that way, yes, sir. I voted for Buchanan, and I'm not like some of these retired people in West Palm Beach. I go my own way.
All right, what about Pat Buchanan's comments on... let me just read something to you here. Pat Buchanan said this about Jewish people. There's only two groups that are beating the drums for war in the Middle East, the Israeli Defense Ministry, and it's Amen Corner in the United States. He said that Jews had a group fantasy of martyrdom. He said that diesel engines do not emit enough carbon monoxide to kill anybody. When they were asking him about the death machines at Treblinka and Auschwitz and the other concentration camps, He called for closing the United States Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations, which prosecuted Nazi war criminals, because it was, quote, running down 70-year-old camp guards. What do you have to say about that?
I think that Pat Buchanan, he is...
What about his comments about Jews?
What about his comments about Jews?
He's an anti-Semite. Maybe he'd want to gas all Jews if he got into the presidency.
So? So what?
So, I don't understand.
Jews have always been hated by everybody, Phil. Jews are hated by everybody. Gore and Bush hate Jews, too. They're not honest enough to admit it.
And, all right, so you say that anti-Semitism runs so deep in this country that Gore and Bush hate Jews.
Yeah, Gore and Bush hate Jews, but they don't have the honesty to admit it. At least with Buchanan, it's honesty.
So he's an honest anti-Semite.
He's an honest anti. I know I was not. I was voting for Pat Buchanan. I didn't punch the wrong hole. I got the guts enough to say it. And the rest of the voters who don't have it.
All right, ho, back off the phone here and calm down, okay? Say again what.
I'm saying that I know that I was voting for Buchanan.
What about the other people? You say the other people voted for him.
A lot of people.
What happened to their vote?
They didn't have the guts to say it, and the rest of the voters who don't have the guts to admit they voted for Buchanan are yellow. They voted for Pat Buchanan in Palm Beach County, and then they realized that he wasn't going to win. Then they voted for Gore.
Well, were they aware that in voting for first Buchanan and then Gore, they were rendering their ballot invalid?
Yes, sir, they were, but you're not a senior citizen. For many of us, this was an opportunity to complain and get attention. I mean, a lot of them, I don't need attention. My grandkids call too often. I got caller ID. I don't want my grandkids calling me. These old people want Buchanan. Then they chickened out. Then they voted for Gore. And that's what I think happened.
Well, that is plain stupidity, isn't it?
No, sir, it isn't. They voted for Gore. They could say they voted for Gore, and they voted for Buchanan by mistake, but they did it on purpose.
How do you vote for Buchanan, then vote for Gore on the same card, and then walk outside and start crying that you made a mistake?
Because when a senior citizen sees a TV camera, they think they can get on TVs, so their children in New Jersey will see them, and they will feel guilty that they haven't called them. Okay?
That's far-fetched.
No, sir. Herb Rittenour and Walter Hirschfeld, who are two friends of mine, they told me that they did that.
Okay.
I'll tell you now, there are a lot of seniors that are lying to their teeth. They're lying.
All right. Hold on for a minute here, okay, Alf?
Huh?
Hold on for a minute. All right, this guy thinks that he's... I think he's nuts. I guess he thinks he's okay. He says that the votes for Buchanan were cast on purpose. Then they voted for Gore when they realized that Buchanan wasn't going to win. And then they went outside and started crying to the TV cameras, hoping that their grandkids in New Jersey would see them and call them. Did I get that right? Okay, Alf? Alf, you there? All right. What you're basically saying is that this was a manipulation on the part of a lot of senior citizens in West Palm Beach so that their families would feel sorry for them.
There's a lot of people that live here and their families that don't call them, or for whatever reason they don't have no contact with their family anymore. And this is a great way for their families to start to feel sorry for them. So they'll go out and go, oh, Jesus, holy Jesus, I voted for Buchanan. I made a mistake. I wanted to vote for Gore, and I did, but now they threw it out. Sweet Jesus, or whatever they say. Then they're on the TV, then that gets broadcast up to the New York metropolitan area, and the guy's kids see it, and they go, oh, holy Christ, there's Grandpa, I haven't called him in a while, and they feel guilty.
And you say you know for a fact old people are doing that because you know two of them?
I know two of my friends have. They told me about two other women that live in our building. I live over at the plantation townhouses. And so the kids see Grandpa.
I think throwing away a vote is not worth...
I'm not saying that I approve of it, okay?
But they're throwing away a vote so that their grandkids will feel sorry for... So they'll somehow get on television. How can you calculate that?
I'm telling you, when you sit and you're alone, and you've got nothing to think about, you'll think of these things.
What about your grandkids?
My grandchildren call me all the time. I pick the phone up and I put it back in the cradle. I don't want to hear from them. I got caller ID. I see that they're calling me. I pick it up. I can't stand it any longer.
All right, so the story that you're laying out here as we talk to voters across the United States is that they voted for Buchanan, then they voted on purpose for Gore, then they went outside and they started bawling about it so that people would see them on TV.
So that people would see them on TV. Mr. Henry, being a senior citizen is not a horrible thing, but it can be a lonely thing. And if you can get the attention of people who will, interview you and talk with you. You could go out in the street. There were two ladies from my building. They want to go out and stand on a street corner, and they want to shake their rear ends and say, "I hate Buchanan. I hate Buchanan," because I see them make the signs in the basement. And they said that Mary was going to drive them to the corner and drop them off, and they stand there like a couple of idiots with the signs.
So it's like it's an event.
It's something to do. And if they get a two-minute interview with on TV, that's more conversation than a lot of these old ladies get in a month. Because I won't talk to them.
All right, hold on there for a second, Alf. Alf Berger from West Palm Beach. So they voted for Buchanan, then they punched out the Gore hole, then they went outside and started crying about it so they could get on TV. That's his whole case about the seniors in West Palm Beach. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. We got Alf Berger. He's a resident of West Palm Beach. And don't say where you live, though, Alf, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, and Alf was talking about living in West Palm, and a lot of the folks that live in the... Do you live in a retirement home?
No, I don't live in a retirement home. I live in a condominium where there are a lot of seniors who live. But we're not... we don't have nurses or anything like that. Some of the ladies who live here, some of the older people who live here do have nurses, but I don't.
How old are you, Alf?
I'm 73.
All right, so you went down, you voted for Buchanan.
I voted for Pat Buchanan. I believe in him. A lot of people voted for Buchanan, but didn't have the guts to stay with the vote.
So they purposefully voided their ballot by voting for Al Gore, and then they went outside, they talked to the news media, and said that they were misled?
They said they were misled, and they're liars, because I talked to these people, and they wanted to vote for Pat Buchanan, but they didn't think he could win. So then they voted for Gore.
And then they realized they were voiding their ballot.
They realized they're voiding their ballot. Then they went outside and started crying about it, because all they want to get is attention. And I know, because I know two of these people who have a family in the New York area.
All right, hold on, Alf. Hold the line here. So this is what this guy is claiming, that old folks voted for Buchanan, that voted for Gore, that voided the ballot, and then they're out there screaming into a TV camera so they can be seen on TV?
So that their families can see them and they can have a conversation with a TV news anchor person.
Because they don't get enough conversation with each other?
Because they're lonely, yes.
All right, here is Roxana, Illinois, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
There is no way that anybody would do that and have that planned.
I'm telling you that these people went outside after voiding that by voting for Gore, and they saw the news cameras, and they started to do what most people do in front of a news camera.
What?
They put on a show.
Okay, is that it, ma'am?
Are you a senior citizen?
No, but my grandmother is.
Well, I mean, your grandmother is, so where is she?
She's right up the road from me, and she would never.
Has she ever been on TV?
Not that I'm
well, look, I mean, just because your grandmother would never do it, that's not an argument.
I can't imagine people doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Maybe you ought to get out a little more. I don't know.
Well, people in
our... All right. Hold on for a minute. To say, well, I can't imagine people doing that, it's not a comment. It's just, it's nothing. You know, it's just saying, I can't imagine people doing it. Whatever. So, you know, get outside and smell the rose a little bit. El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe that they could, first of all, be trying to, they knew that Buchanan was going to lose if they're in there voting
right.
at the same time.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. Why would they vote for Buchanan?
Because they didn't know he was going to lose. They had not dawned on him that he was going to lose until they voted for him.
Well, when they're voting, why don't they just vote for somebody else? And second of all, I think that Alf is the one trying to get the attention from his grandchildren.
No, my grandchildren call me. These people's grandchildren don't call him.
I don't believe that they would do that. There's 19,000
votes. Well, I'll
tell
you right now, I live there, and I would sit and talk with these people because we have three card games we do a week. We also go down to the dog track. And
well,
I live with these people, and they said they were going to vote for Buchanan.
I just got back from Florida.
That Gore is a Jew hater, just like Bush.
I just got back from Florida. I lived there for 3 months.
Oh, that's a long time. That don't tell you.
Yeah,
nothing.
In Tampa Bay, and I knew a lot of people that only wanted to vote for Al Gore and not Buchanan.
No, the old people that live over here love Buchanan.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a liberal, democratic, older, Jewish voters, whatever.
We love him. We love Buchanan.
He hates Jews.
So does Gore. So does Bush. At least Buchanan's got the guy. Everybody hates Jews. Don't you?
I don't hate Jews.
Oh, bull crap.
I hate racism.
Okay, now hold. Come on. Racism is what we all abhor in this country. At least we're trying to. And
isn't that a nice little story you're telling? Let me tell you something. I'm older than both you guys put together, and I'm going to tell you something. I've seen it all. Everybody hates Jews. I'm voting. From now on, I vote for the guy who's honest enough to say it to my face. That's why we all voted for Buchanan. He can't stand the sight of us.
Well, you're not going to be voting for a lot of people that are going to say they're racist.
Well, I wish more people would be honest about it, wouldn't you?
I'd rather nobody be racist, not honest about being racist.
Yeah, but hey, look, that's a perfect world. There's the way it ought to be, and there's the way it is. I live in the world of the one it is. What's the one you live in?
There are many people that are not racist like yourself.
Hey, I'm not. Did you call me racist?
Yes.
Why? Who do I hate other than Mexicans?
You just said you hate the Jews.
I am a Jew, you idiot.
You said you hate
him. All right. No name calling, okay?
What is he, stupid? I'm a Jew. He must be Mexican.
I don't know.
What, is he calling from El Paso?
Yes.
All right. That dumb spick said...
Okay, look. If we're going to start calling people names, we're going to devolve into a completely meaningless conversation here, all right? So
I'm telling you, Mr. Henry... That spick.
I don't want that word used any more than I want any other pejorative relative to race used.
Well, you know something? Don't tell me that Bush don't hate Jews. And don't tell me Gore don't hate Jews either. They all hate Jews.
So the thinking here is what? Okay, so they all hate Jews, so you'll go for the guy that's more virulent, that's more upfront about it. So what? So he gets into office, he severs ties with Israel, it becomes a pro-Arab administration, you know, he becomes distant to the Jewish voting populace in America. I mean, he disenfranchises them. Next thing you know, what? I mean, we're going to start to have some racial laws in this. I don't know.
Oh, come on. This is America. It's not going to happen. We've got a Congress. But I'll tell you one thing about Buchanan. I vote for that guy. I knew I was throwing my vote away. I was proud to throw my vote away. And
you sound like some far-out old man who just cast some protest vote for Pat Buchanan so you could sit around while you're playing cards with your friends and say, hey, I voted for Buchanan. Get me.
No. No. I did not do that.
Well, what about your buddy? What's his name? Herbie Rittenour. What did he do?
Herb's the guy that said, oh, holy Christ, I voted for Buchanan. I better vote for Gore. Then he started bawling in front of the TV cameras. And I know Herbie back. We were in the Air Force together.
Okay, fine. Herbie Rittenour. All right, 1-800-449-8686. This guy, Alf Berger, is a resident of West Palm Beach, cast a vote in the elections. He says he voted for Buchanan because he knows he's anti-Semitic. They're all anti-Semitic, Gore and Bush. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, talking with Alf Berger. He's a retired gentleman in Palm Beach, Palm Beach County, Florida, about the vote, the contested vote there. 3,700 votes were garnered by Pat Buchanan. You say, Mr. Berger, that more senior citizens voted for Buchanan, but they went ahead and punched the gore hole thinking that Buchanan wasn't going to win.
That's right. And there's about 19,000 of them.
19,000 senior citizens wanted Buchanan.
Yes, they did. But then they said, holy Christ, I don't think he can win. And they punched the gore hole. And that's what happened.
And they were bawling in front of the TV cameras for what? To get attention?
Yes, sir. That's what you do when you're old. Because...
Oh, come on, will you, man? Give me something I can hang my hat on.
And you're not old. You don't know what it's like. When you're old, you want people to pay attention to you. And my grandkids, thank God, call me. But, you know, you go out to the TV camera and you go, here, I'm going to show you. This is exactly what an old person does. And I'll pretend like I'm the person on the TV.
All right, we got to take a...
No, hold on for a minute. Hi, I'm the guy on the TV. How are you? Oh, Jesus. And that's what they do.
So that... Okay.
That's what they do, sir.
All right, man. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? You're going into a theatrical presentation here. I don't see it, but then again, I have seen...
You've seen a lot of old people get nuts.
I've seen that, but I think it's the height of cynicism to say they're putting it on. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
What's this guy's name?
What's yours?
What? Huh? I don't... What's your name?
What's yours?
Okay, look, let me tell you something. I think your grandkids or children need to commit you.
Oh, I see, because you don't agree with me.
Hear me out.
I live with people down in Palm Beach County.
I've seen
what they do. And I talked to her. Yeah, you can't tell me that I'm nuts and then tell me you're going to explain.
No, can I explain?
You're stupid. Let me explain.
I agree.
I live in Palm Beach County,
okay,
California, and I've seen these old people go in front of a TV camera and go, holy Christ, I voted for Buchanan. What am I going to do? It's a bunch of bull crap.
Okay.
19,000 of them, huh?
You got it.
Hey, Grandpa, hear me out, okay? I agree with certain things that you're saying, okay? They may have want the attention. But the way you're coming across, you sound like you need to...
I don't care how I'm coming. You know how you're coming across?
You're a Jew.
You sound like a freaking confused broad who doesn't know anything about life.
You're a Jew? Are you... Answer my question. You're
what are you? You can't be a... You in San Diego, you can't be a Jew, that's for sure.
No,
there ain't no Jews in San Diego.
No, I'm Italian. Okay?
So you could be a Jew? You know, they got Jews in Italy. I know. A lot of them went to concentration camps.
Oh, man, buddy. You're Jewish and you hate Jews? You're Jewish and
Jews. Where'd you get that?
That's what he said.
He didn't say he hated Jews. And you said you're Italian, so what's that got to do with you not being Jewish?
Where's she calling from?
San Diego.
They're all stupid down there. They're all military people down there. All naval people.
And you know
people.
What? You
all freaking
sound
stupid.
Real intelligent. You
every
sound
last,
very intelligent.
Every last, let me tell you something. Every broad that I ever had sex with in the Air Force that was stupid came from San Diego.
All right, that is completely unnecessary.
You?
Every one of the dumb ones.
Someone actually had sex with you?
All the stupid broads at the USO. I'd say, where are you from? San Diego. To a woman, I swear to God.
All right, well, what are we doing here, okay?
Look, she's the one that called me an idiot. She started it.
You are an idiot.
Well, you're from San Diego.
And you know, I don't really...
All right, did you have a point you wanted to make before we move on?
Yeah, I wanted to make a point.
What is that point that you haven't been able to make here for...
I guess she's going to blame me.
No,
be quiet, okay?
I'm trying to say that he...
The slut from San Diego is going to tell me...
All right, I'm putting him on hold. God. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm trying to say... He may be right, but the way he's coming across, you hear a slut. He sounds like a senile old man.
I know. I know.
You know what? Maybe he needs to get...
But let me ask you a question. What difference does it make how he's coming across if he's speaking some truth? Do you shut people off because they're telling you truth,
no,
but they don't have the right hair color?
I'm not saying that. I'm not
all right. Well, then what about what he's saying is true? Let's have some common ground here. Are you there, Alf?
I'm right here, Phil. Is that slut, Phil?
All right, I'm putting him back on hold.
What I'm trying to say is when he comes across and saying everybody hates Jews and this and that, he sounds like he's not all there, okay?
Well, I mean, a lot of people hate Jews.
A lot of people do, but...
Tons and tons.
You know, I don't.
A lot of them...
I don't hate anybody.
All right, okay, but I mean, he's right. I mean, I can see your point when you say, how can you say, are you there, Alf?
He's the slut in San Diego.
Okay, that's... He can't come on the air now without... Yes.
You see what I'm trying to...
I hear you.
He's trying to make a point.
Yes, I hear you.
He needs to be committed, or that, or he needs to get.
Well, why do you think he's nuts? Just because he says Bush hates Jews? It's not such a stretch.
He said everybody hates Jews.
Well, it's not such a stretch. If you're an older 73-year-old Jewish man, you've seen a lot in life. It probably everybody hates Jews pretty much sums up your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, where does he come off calling her a slut?
Hey, Alf, where do you come off calling her a slut?
Let me ask you something. Was your mother from San Diego?
Am I what?
Was your mother from San Diego?
No, she was from New York.
All right, because I was afraid I might be your dad.
Okay, that's it.
No, put him back on, Phil.
He's only going to start to insult you again.
I don't care. He's dealing with the New Yorker. Put him back on. I can handle
Alf?
It.
Yeah, what?
Alf?
Look at this. Here she is, the USO broad.
You are a sick... Can I say bastard? Can I say bastard, Phil?
I guess you did.
I'm a bastard. You're the bastard, especially if your mama comes from San Diego.
You know, Phil, you may...
You know, I don't know, Alf, something. The whole purpose of you coming on here was to make a point about Buchanan. Now you're calling women sluts. You're saying...
I had to put a double rubber on my...
Okay, that's it.
You know what? If I had my way, I'd cut it off on him.
I apologize for those comments. You were not deserving of them. I don't know what his problem is, other than the fact that maybe he's been the victim
point.
Of a... Yeah.
That's my point. Does he sound like a sane person to you?
Well...
Okay, that is my point.
I guess
not. He can be right. You know what? You can say things, but if you come across like a sicko like he does...
Right.
You know, he's useless. He should wash it up because nobody's going to listen to a man like this because he doesn't sound sane. And he's not my father, tell him, okay?
Well, we hung up on him.
Oh, okay. Well,
I apologize for that. That was unnecessary. And I feel in some way I'm responsible for it.
Well, you are, but you're a nice guy.
Well, kids have been sick lately. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, you have a good night, Phil.
I don't know, I'm so lost, you know. I guess that's probably the thing that I want to say. I just feel lost.
Well, if you have to deal with sick people like that, I don't blame you. The man is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, he's gone. I'm still here. That's the funny thing. He's gone. I still have to live with me.
Oh, he'll probably call back. Sickos like that will call back.
Yeah, but some of the things I think about, I'm scared.
You scared?
Yeah, I'm scared because sometimes I think about things that aren't, I don't know, healthy, I guess.
Oh, no. Are you getting sicko on me, too?
Okay. All right. I'll let you go.
Bye, Phil.
I guess you'll think it's funny I had to buy a prescription for Viagra, but okay. Ha, ha, ha. We'll laugh.
Bye,
yeah.
Phil.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a whole bunch.
I'll say it for you. Slut!
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and we are going to give you some updates on the balloting, the conclusion of the recount balloting in Florida. And so far, it puts Governor Bush ahead of Vice President Gore by a few hundred votes, I think, right, Mike? But we're getting the exact number for you. And we also have some information for you on overseas balloting. Let's go to another phone call here. Bellflower. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
I think you have a very entertaining program. I've called in to ask you a question that is not related to the topic right now, but I'm...
Okay, dear, I can barely hear you, so...
I called in to ask a question that is not related to the topic.
Okay, dear, what is that?
I followed Patrick Ewing, who is a great basketball player. I think he is a role model for all our children, and as well as Alonzo Mourning. Have you followed him at all?
Yes, Alonzo Mourning I have. I'm a Miami Heat fan, and I'm an L.A. Laker fan, of course, but I'm also a Miami Heat fan, and I know that a very tough bit of luck has befallen him with a kidney ailment.
Yes, that's correct, and I think that is very tragic. As a mother, I think it's tragic.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you about Patrick Ewing giving his kidney to Alonzo Mourning.
Did Patrick Ewing say he wanted to donate his kidney to Alonzo Mourning? Yes, I heard about that. I think it's an incredibly generous offer. I think that says a lot about the guy.
Well, but I had a question about whether that is going to violate NBA rule or not.
I don't see how.
Well,
I mean, are you talking about Patrick Ewing giving his kidney to Alonzo Mourning?
Yes, sir. Because if he does, wouldn't that be... he'd be playing for two different teams at the same time.
Who, Ewing?
Yes.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, he gave... he gave his kidney.
Well, he wouldn't be playing for two different teams.
Yes, he would.
And how do you figure that?
Because he gave a kidney to Alonzo Mourning. I mean, he's now... part of him's playing for the Miami Heat.
Here I thought you wanted to call up and talk about what a great guy Patrick Ewing is, and...
I do think he's a great guy.
Well, what the hell is this about Patrick Ewing playing for two different teams?
Mr. Henry, that is clearly a violation of NBA rule. You can't play for two teams. And the Seattle Super Sandwich?
The Seattle Supersonics.
Okay. If they play the Miami Heat, that will be, oh, man, I will not be able to watch that game because Ewing will be going up against himself and they'll be all messed up. That would be like hell on living earth.
What the hell are you talking about?
Shut up.
Who's that?
That's my nephew.
You talking about something?
You shut up and go get me a Henry Weinhardt beer.
Say what?
I said you shut your mouth. Go get me a Henry Weinhardt right now.
You want to talk about the talk station?
Sam. Hold on for Mr. Henry.
Okay, we're on the air right now.
Man, say he's on the air right now. You have to shut your mouth.
Well, there ain't no Henry Weinhardt left, because I had the last one.
But you son of a...
Ow! I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yeah, you have to go out the garage now and get some more, won't you?
All right. We have to get moving along.
Just hold your horses.
What? You got out there, man. I got some Heineken or something like that.
I don't need no Heineken. No white man. I ain't no white woman. I drink Henry Weinhardt beer. Like I always have for the last 4 years, especially during Thanksgiving time. Now go out and get me one.
Right. I hear Heineken's pretty good.
I think Heineken's piss water. What do you think about that?
You're out there.
Wait a minute. Can I jump in here?
What?
Heineken's pretty good.
Shut up. How you go get that?
All right. I got to get going, okay?
Anyway, I want to say...
Yeah, I got to get going, okay?
I want to say Patrick Ewing would be the first person in history to ever play defense against himself if he give a kidney to Alonzo Mourning. You know?
All right. I got to get going because I'm scared now, and the last caller scared me too.
You're frightened.
Yeah, I'm just scared of everything tonight. And you telling me that Patrick Ewing is going to play against himself is...
All right.
I got that beer.
Put on there. White man's afraid of me.
All right. Okay. See you later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a great call, Mike.
Hi, I'm just calling, and my comment is this lady is giving all these facts that are not true. What are you basing all this from? People that are alcoholic do not necessarily have to drink Head and Shoulders and have to drink Listerine. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, but you know that there are bums on Skid Row in L.A. that are drinking Prell. They're drinking Prell.
I'm sorry.
Prell?
I'm giving this.
I didn't ask you how you were. I asked you, did you know? What? I'm sorry, dear. We're miscommunicating. What did you say?
You're giving information. You're giving information that is not.
Yeah, you said that alcoholics drink Prel.
Someone that looks like Martin Sheen was down on Hill Street, downtown L.A.
What does Martin Sheen have anything to do with this? He's just another recovered...
Martin Sheen, because he's a recovered alcoholic. Well,
but that doesn't give him any rights.
Rosie O'Donnell and Robert Altman, don't you realize what's happening? We could lose these wonderful people. If we lose Barbara Streisand, we're not losing much.
Excuse me, would you let me talk?
Herbal Essence is another drink of choice. And I would...
All right, let the lady talk. Go ahead,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, please. She's saying all these... Where does Martin Sheen... He's an actor. He's not going to be the president. We're talking about something totally different.
I'm a Democrat. I voted for Gore, but I could take
the fact that Bush is going to win. Okay, who cares if the man has enough willpower to run for president? He has enough people to vote for him who win.
Whether
he's an alcoholic or not has nothing to do.
One of the things you need to understand is you're Hispanic, right?
That doesn't make any difference.
I didn't say that you are. I said that Hispanics do not drink too much.
I'm sorry, there you go.
I knew it.
Half of my clients, I have like 50 clients that are Hispanics. There's like 4,000 people in my office.
And they don't drink a lot.
And they're all in the because of alcoholism.
Really?
More than 90% of my cases are dealing with alcoholism.
So they don't smoke a lot of rock.
They drink too much. And they smoke rock. Well, then that's...
Okay.
Phil, if you strain hairspray through bread...
What the hell? Okay, how do you know? Do you do this? Do you personally do this? Because you know a lot of ways of...
Can I ask you a question? My curiosity is killing me. Is this Rosie Perez?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm not.
All right, if you strain hairspray through bread, it's
you know
a
what?
Lovely
what does that have
aperitif.
Anything to do with this? Lady, you're just told
yeah,
you're
you know
too
what?
Old
I think
to even be on a talk show, first of all.
She's freaking nuts.
You're getting all this information that is so fake, and all the viewers are listening to this, and it's all fake.
Are you sure all the listeners are viewing it? Huh?
You're giving facts that are not true.
You're giving facts that are not true. And you haven't said how George Bush is going to have this slip.
Exactly.
You know, the fact is the guy is sober. He has been sober.
Oh, I see. You're yelling at me again.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm saying I don't think that you can say the things you're saying given this man's history.
Can I ask the young lady this?
Yeah.
I was yelled at by Mr. Hendry and his male callers. I stood here as a woman alone taking all this abuse. Where were you? When I needed your help, I was listening to that, and I could have used your help.
You don't understand. I don't think it's because you don't let people let
you. Went there,
tell,
were you?
You don't let people tell you.
So
why
I had
this,
men calling me.
Begin to scream at
I had one of the men call
not,
me a B-I-T-C-H. I had another man call me a W-I-T-C-H.
Okay, yes, and you're over here accusing
I had another man call me a C-U-N.
Never mind that one.
President. I mean, you're pointing the finger just the way they're pointing it at you. You're doing it to them. You don't understand that you're not getting your point across to people. You're just mumbling about that actor, that famous actor. Who cares if he's a famous actor?
You know something?
I need to just relax.
I think I'll sit down with a big glass of hairspray.
Phil Hendry.